So we're going to shift a little bit and talk about Camp de Benneville Pines. Where's that, you think? As we know it today, it was started by Universalists in 1961. Prior to that, they were renting another camp in the area, and the area we're speaking about is the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles. They called their summer event Peace Whirl, Pacific Southwest Institute of Religious Liberals. The camp was named after George de Benneville, founder of Universalism. He preached universal love, and he believed there was room in heaven for everyone, not just the wealthy. In the 60s and 70s, camp was being created and built by lots of volunteers who came up to erect cabins and do lots of work on the grounds. De Benneville has been a labor of love and was considered the collective heart and soul of the Pacific Southwest District. Craig's cabin was built in 1995 and finished in 97, and it was the last big building built by volunteers. The pavilion was added about 10 years ago, and it was built by a contractor. Additionally, a new water system and water tank were installed over the last 10 years. About 10 years ago, the camp became an independent nonprofit, separating from the district financially. Today, De Benneville Pines still serves what we now call the Pacific Southwest Service Area. The camp has come through two major forest fires in recent times. Luckily, our buildings were saved both times. Torrential storms and mudslides have also affected the camp. And just as a personal note, the camp has meant a lot to our family. Justice, my son, who you just heard received that great award at Pratt, went to camp for 4 years through high school, 8 camps twice a year. And I dare say today, a lot of what he is capable of doing are as a result of his experiences at De Benneville Pines. Don't underestimate going to camp. It means so much to the people who attend and to their families. Now I'm going to take you on a quick virtual tour of the camp. I think I forgot to get Janet. So. Should we send somebody to get Janet? No, that's okay. Would you get Janet from the RE? Thank you, Scott. So this is a quick virtual tour of camp, and I think Tom has some slides he's going to share with us. Yeah, go. The Benneville Pines. And I'm not going to say a lot. It's in some ways a typical camp. There are cabins, mostly bunk beds, a beautiful lodge, Hommet Lodge, where you can gather, dance, play games, everything that you would do in a lodge. There are lots of pine trees. I don't know what that is. There is also a swimming pool. Here are some of the cabins. And some of them have facilities inside that are a little bit more elaborate, like a little kitchenette. The bunk beds have doubles on the bottom and singles on the top in many cases, for couples that want to come with kids. And that might be the pavilion. I'm not sure what that is. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, lots of performances. There are not just children's camps at this camp. There are art camps, there are music camps, many kinds of camps, theater camps. So that is pretty much what I have to present. Did somebody get Janet? Charlie, did you get Janet? Yeah, she coming?
We're going to have the anthem.
Okay, the anthem first. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to invite David Pete to share some camp experiences and reflections.
Hello, everyone. My name is David Pete, and a little history is that when my kids... they're half me and half another egg donor, so just to let you know. When Catherine Claire was six and the boys were like three, Nate and Leo, I wanted them to have some exposure to religion, and they can make their decisions about what they would feel about. And so I was also looking around in our neighborhood, which is where we lived in Palm Springs. And in Rancho Mirage, there is one of these there, the Unitarian Universalists in Rancho Mirage. And so I got the kids to start going there, and it was really, I was just focusing on the kids. And, they were doing very well there, and I was just focusing on them, actually. But over time, then I really got connected with the church as well over the time. And after about 4 years, when the kids were a little bit older, I was learning about what was up there at the camp. And so then... the kids, it worked out where the kids were started to go up there for a couple of years in the summer, obviously, and it's a week long. And then there was those 2 years of the break, or what was going on at that time. And then, so it's been like the last 3 years as well of that. And another great thing they have is... for in the summer as well, the 1 week is for families as well, and so we've gone to that as well, which is a great experience. And maybe if we can have some of the pictures.
You can see right there too.
Oh yeah, okay, right. So on the Thursday of there, wasn't it the Thursday, I think, Casey? And so you'll see some of this as well. And so everybody has a what's it called again, Casey?
Costume.
Yeah, costume. And you'll see some more of that as well. I was a little surprised on that one because the one I was wearing was when I was like 40 years old and it still fits. what's the next? Oh, yeah. Okay, there's KC. And what was that activity, KC?
I believe that was rock painting.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, maybe the next one. So these are all the locations, obviously, up there. And that's for kids a lot. Well, KC, you probably like that a lot as well. What's the next one? Okay, so there's all these activities as well. I'll show a couple more of those. So they have all those kind of activities as well. And look at that. You know who that is?
Janet,
yeah. And there's me. So they have that up there as well. And so there's the pool. There's the pool. It's a really good one. There's Casey. And, okay, so I think, Casey, you'll be next and share with everybody.
Hello, I'm Casey. Most of you know me as Charlie. I work with Ari a bit, and I don't have any notes for today, so you'll have to excuse me, but I would like to talk a little bit about the services that they have every morning. It usually lasts about 30 to 45 minutes, but I think that was really impactful for me personally because it was out in nature. And this month we're talking about interdependence and how we're all connected. And I think it's really important to remember that we're all connected with nature too. So I think going out there in the service and having everyone come together with all the beautiful trees, the beautiful wildlife, was really impactful for me. And the services, we would do a lot of things that you would see here. We would read poems. A lot of the services in the morning are also youth-oriented. So sometimes the youth will get into groups and we will help organize those services, which was really great. We would also have a minister up there and he would give sermons. I think one of the most impactful things for me personally was listening to the music there, because we usually had Dan the Music Man, which is what he called him. He was great. He would a lot of the times lead hymns, lead just lots of different music. So if you're a music lover like me, I think that was really fun. All sorts of stuff. We would sing campfire songs, we would do hymns, country music, rock and roll, whatever you feel like that day. You could also bring you could bring your own headphones, you could bring your own music devices, and I thought one of my favorite parts of camp was going out in nature and just being in my own little world and kind of focusing on the area around me as well as the music, because I think those two things, the nature and the music as well, are two things that are very important for me and were personally my favorite parts of camp. So if you are a nature lover or a music lover, I think this would be a great experience, and I really love that aspect of it. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Nate. This is my wonderful family, David, Leo, and Casey, as you guys have already met them. But today we're here to talk about Unitarian Universalist Camp Bedeneva Pines. What I'm going to be talking about today is some of the activities such as archery, swimming, and all sorts of that, along with the services that we did every day. So there's a lot of fun things to do up there. Every day you have two-hour time slots to go and do any of the activities that they offer, such as volleyball, swimming. You can go and clean up the trails. You can go and do a lot of cool things, and it helps you really just relax and figure out what you really like in life. Like, for me, every time I go up there, I always realize how much I value friendship and the people in my life, because they take your phones away, so you don't have any of the distractions, you don't have any other distractions, and you just have to just be in the present moment and realize what's there and what's important to you. So over the years that I've gone there, I've learned how important friendship is to me, connections with people, along with just really valuing things that are important to you. Along with the services every day, we do some, like a little mini 15-minute kind of session, and it's kind of like this, but we do it every day. And each cabin group has a day that they have to plan out service. They do hymns, speeches. Sometimes they'll do dances. They'll just do a lot of cool things. And it's just really cool to go up there and see all the people that you only really get to see once a year. And you just get to reconnect with them and just have a lot of fun, pretty much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Leo. And I apologize for my lack of foresight. I'm not very good at planning things. I don't have any notes. But I don't know. I guess Nate already kind of talked about this, but I would just like to talk about friendship. And like he said, it is really nice that they kind of take your phones away. I was pretty pissed about that for the first time. not doing that again, though. They lost my phone once. But so, yeah, but it is pretty nice just to be able to, like, disconnect from the outside world and just spend a week in nature. You get to meet a lot of people like your age, because they have a camp set up by like grade level, but they also have camps for young adults and family camp. So if you know, I guess one of your grandchildren or sons or daughters go to the camp, then you can spend a week with them, which is really nice. Yeah, and you just get to make a lot of connections with really cool people that you wouldn't normally otherwise meet, because like some people come from like Florida, so it's pretty cool to get like, I guess, different perspectives from people that are like pretty far away from you, but yeah, it's just like a pretty great experience overall. So
thank you.
Hi, Irene. Yeah, good to have you here.
Thank you.
Good morning. Well, they've said a lot. Oh, yeah, that's a picture of me. I think that was the town. On Thursday night, we dress up. And I think that theme that year was your high school. You were supposed to look like what you did in high school. So that's why the picture in front of my little outfit. I started going to DeBenneville, I think it was 1973. I lived in Yuma at the time, and the first camp I went to, I actually went as a volunteer, and I went up with another couple. My husband and I went with another couple to help, you know, work on the site. After that, I started as the nurse. Well, I went to Thanksgiving camp, which is a great camp for families. It's 4 days, or was then, I'm not sure now, but it's all ages, and it's a great way to spend Thanksgiving. We did it many, many years. Then I was the nurse at Kitty Camp, and as was mentioned, there's Kitty Camp, there's a camp for high school, there's a lot of different types of camps that are still Unitarian camps, and then they do rent the facility out to other groups. I think what I would like to emphasize is the connections that you make there. My daughter, Michelle, is here today, and you just turned 60, Michelle, am I telling you? She has friends that go back to when she was 11 years old, and they have a group that they call Sister Tarian, and these are women that started going to camp when she was in her teens, early teens. And now they meet on their own once a year, and they call themselves Sistertarians because they're Sister Unitarians, and they do their own thing. But I think the main thing that I would like to emphasize is that it's not a camp just for young people, especially family camp and Thanksgiving camp. Those are camps that I love because it's multi-generational. I still go. I can still get around up there, and they make it as easy as possible for older people. But it's a nice opportunity. I've gone with my daughters and my grandsons, my son-in-law, my new daughter-in-law. We all go. We've been going to family camp for several years. That's where I met David, was at family camp. So if you have any interest at all, I really strongly encourage you to think about it. I was so delighted to see all these youngsters here. What a great thing for their families to start doing in the summer is to take those children to camp and build those connections over the years. So anyway, I appreciate that you're interested in this, and I really encourage people to look into it and encourage people that you know to go. It's a great camp. It's a great atmosphere. The one thing you didn't show was tea dueling. I'm surprised you didn't show tea dueling. Probably nobody in this audience knows what tea dueling is, but it's really fun. Okay, that's all I really have to talk about. Thank you.
Yes, really.
I'm Jan Meslin. Those are some hard acts to follow, but I'll try. Especially the kids. I just loved it. So the first time I went to Camp de Benneville was when I lived in San Diego in the 90s. And my husband and daughter and son and I, we went to family camp. And it was really good for our whole family. Okay, then my daughter went to youth camp in the summer. She also went in the winter when it was snowing. My son didn't go to anymore because, you know, he got involved in sports. And then Erica got involved in sports. And so they didn't go to many camps. I don't think any camps anymore after that. But they still had great experience there. You know, it's hard. When kids get a little older, they get other activities. But I'm so glad that we made Camp de Benneville a priority. So when I moved to Orange County in the early 2000s, I went to the PSWD Women's Retreat a couple times. And that was maybe my favorite camp I went to. Different congregations in the Pacific Southwest District took turns organizing. And one year, my congregation did. And my role was to be in charge of the crowning ceremony, which was so much fun, especially the chocolate communion that we had at that we honored all these women who considered themselves crones. And it was every year, the women's retreat is amazing. All right. Also, I have a couple of friends in Orange County whose kids grew up and heard some stories like we've just been hearing that were so important to their lives, to growing up, and they're still friends with them. That didn't happen to my kids because they didn't go enough, but they did love it. All right, also, the UU Justice Ministry of California used to have justice camps there. Every other year, we rotated between Southern and Northern California. And it was called Walking the Walk the first time I went, and it was at Camp de Benneville Pines. Later, the name was changed to Turning the Tides, and Janet Murphy went with me. So it was soon after I moved here, it was 2019, I think, that we went to Turning the Tides. And I also went to art camp for a week last summer at Camp de Benneville, and again, Janet went with me. It is quite a drive, 5 hours maybe, 4.5, but you know, when you're with somebody, I don't know, we went across through Pasadena and so on. Yeah, and maybe it was that long, I don't know. But when you'll go with somebody, it's not bad, and I really encourage you to go. It's really a special place, and I just love Janet, the director, not this Janet, but a different Janet, and you'll fall in love with her if you go. And I hope we can get some people from UU SLO to go to family camp and youth camps at least. Women's retreat maybe next May. I'm glad to drive if anybody needs a ride. Depending on the camp, there are just so many to choose from, and it's a special place. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Janet, did you have some?
Yeah. Hello, all. I'm doing double duty today, so I am going to just give you a little conclusion here because I've also had wonderful experiences going to camp. As you heard twice, I've been there with Jan to social justice camp and then to art camp, which was a present to myself, and it was super spectacular, and there were artists from all over. About half of them were UUs, but the art that they did was just phenomenal. But I also wanted to share that camp is a really special place for those of us who work in UU congregations. It's often a retreat place for the professionals in our organization. So ministers go there and have a retreat. This is a photo of me and DREs from all over Southern California and Arizona. And we had our Laredo retreat there, which was just such a fabulous, beautiful place for us all to meet and connect and know that we're all connected to that location and that beauty. So I wanted to just quickly give a show of hands if you've ever been up to camp. Look around, everybody. If you're not raising your hand, all these folks have some experiences and can try to talk you into why it's great to make that trek up there. Presently, the camp is struggling to rebuild after the pandemic, just like many of our churches are. Before COVID, their youth camps were sold out, and now they have plenty of room for new children to join in. So if you have children or grandchildren that would love this experience, please encourage them to go. It takes a lot of people, many hands, to operate camp. There's usually between 12 and 19 employees there, depending on the season. But they also have volunteer days that you can participate in getting ready, getting the camp ready, getting the pool ready, chopping wood, all those kinds of things, raking, pulling weeds. So if you're interested in going, they have volunteer weekends, and they feed you and do all kinds of other cool things. In the summer, they have, besides the camps you've heard about from us, they also have folk music camps and youth camps and family camps and yoga camp. So just check out online Camp de Bénouville Pines or uucamp.org. You can get to it either way. Lastly, can you flip to the next slide? Kind of funny picture here, but I would not be able to talk about camp without, and someone else mentioned her already, this wonderful woman whose name also happens to be Janet. So we're Janet squared when we're together. This is a photo of me and Janet James, and she has been the director at Camp de Bénouville Pines for 29 years. She started July 1995. And she is one of the most dedicated and hardworking people I have ever met in my life. Camp is her life. Like, she lives there a majority of the time. She does have another home, which she goes to once in a while, but not very often. And she knows everything there is to know about camp, and she will just light up your life. She's just so vibrant and so personable and so on fire about the experiences that people have there. So you can meet her up at Camp de Bénouville Pines. But I also wanted to mention, some of you know that I'm a former president of our district, Pacific Southwest District, which now has merged into the region, and we now call the assembly that Camp de Bénouville Pines hosts the Pacific Southwest Service Area Assembly because they sponsor it. Same folks as the prior district, but we're not a district anymore. So it's our service, their service area now. And this year, that assembly is being held April 26th through 28th in Ventura. If you're planning to attend, raise your hand. There's a few of us already made the commitment to go down. So if you want to talk to any of us about it, but it's just in Ventura, and it's another fabulous experience to meet other UUs and to meet camp folks, their board, they sponsor it. It's their annual meeting, but there's all kinds of other cool stuff, guest speakers, and this year, Emma's Revolution is going to be singing on Saturday night. So have to put in a plug for that. If you are interested in assembly, you can talk to me or talk to Rod and make that happen. So there it is. That's my plug for Camp de Bénouville Pines.
Thank you.
Thank you all for sharing camp experiences. I would like to invite